The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
The Samsung Ring.
Yeah, this is a new kind of wearable for Samsung. People who listen to us every week will know that there is a whole host of watches that will track your exercise, your sleep, your steps and all the rest. But this is the first iteration of the Samsung Galaxy Ring. It's €459.
Expensive.
It's expensive, but it's very cool. I'm very impressed by it. So when you take it out of the clear box, similar enough to what you'd get with Bluetooth headphones, and you pop it on, you pair it with the Galaxy. There's a specific app for it. You pair it with that. There's a few little sensors on the inside of the ring. And when you put it on, it tracks the majority of the stuff that you'd want. So I've been wearing it for the last few weeks now. And the Samsung Health app tells me my steps, it tells me my exercise, it tells me my calorie burnt. There's also an energy score similar enough to what you get with Whoop. So I'd be a fan of Whoop, but there's a version of that. You get a sleep score, there's opportunities to have sleep coaching and a whole host of other bits and pieces. And I have to say, I have now, you'll notice, and I think somebody else commented on Friday when we were doing our live show, I'm not wearing a smartwatch for the first time in about 5 years.
Yeah, because I'm wearing a smartwatch on my right.
Yeah.
And I'm wearing my classic Seiko, which is automatic. I wear it because it charges as I move my hand. So I keep that for the time. And the other one I keep for exercise and steps and all the rest of it.
So I think a lot of people would be like us in that they want to have the information, the metrics that come from a wearable. But I know myself, I just found getting the notifications and another screen on my wrist a little bit tiresome over the last wee while. So being able to have this on my finger. Now, what I would say is it's not the most beautiful looking thing in the world. The one I'm wearing is black and it's a little bit chunky. It does come in gold and silver, but the review model I have is black. You kind of forget you're wearing it after a while. Because it doesn't have a screen, you're not interacting with
the entire
time.
Do you have to set it up through your phone? In other words, your weight and all of that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
That will impact on the calories burnt.
Yeah, exactly. So you put in, just like you do anything else. So when you download the app, it'll ask you certain questions. You put in that information and it will gather it. You can put in as much information as you want. Like you can track your water intake and your calories and all that sort of stuff. But it is very simple and straightforward. But there's a snag. Doesn't work with iPhone.
Okay.
So you have
it's an Android device. Does it work best with Samsung?
It does work best with Samsung, particularly the newer models of Samsung because of the AI that's built into the phone. But I'm using a Google Pixel 9 Pro and I found the information is perfect for what I need and want.
Waterproof?
It's waterproof. So, you know, I wear it in the shower and all the rest. Obviously, if you're going for a long swim or something like that, you might want to take it off, but it is waterproof.
Okay. Charging time and battery life?
Battery life is great. I've been getting about 3 to 5, well, depending on how much I've been interacting with it. I think the average is around 3 days.
Okay.
It's very easy to just pop off, put it in that little charging case and it boosts up straight away. The battery life is great. That's been one of the big things for me because we know that the watches don't last that long. So I have to say I have been so impressed by it. If I got one that was in gold and went with the rest of my jewellery, I would wear it all the time. But as an alternative to a wearable watch, I would highly recommend
it. Now, before we go to the questions and there are loads coming in, reading in the Irish Daily Star, a wary Christmas, 86% of parents feel under pressure to buy devices.
Yeah, this is quite interesting. When you look at, I suppose, this and then also the most recent CyberSafe Kids report, it showed that, you know, kids as young as 8 are now having devices of their own, whether that is a phone or a tablet. And there's elements of peer pressure amongst kids, but also indeed parents as well, to give a connected device, whether that is a phone, a tablet or a games console. And I suppose that the advice here is think long and hard about it. Yes, Santa might bring a device, but it is the parents who need to be across the screen time management, the protections in terms of what a child can interact with. Remember that there are brilliant portals now that will allow you, like things like Google Family Link, I mention it all the time, but it will allow the parents to put parameters in place to keep the child safe. So if a device is on a Santa list this year, maybe mum and dad or the guardian or whoever's in charge might take a bit of time and do a bit of research beforehand.
Okay, because you don't want this gift, wherever it comes from, be a gift of porn to your kid, for example.
No, and look, porn is just one thing that can be accessed on the internet. And I think it's always really important to remember that technology is fantastic. And when it's used well and responsibly, it can open up so many opportunities for so many people. But the responsibility that comes with it is putting parameters in place, conversations about screen time, and then frequent check-ins. There's brilliant advice and recommendations up on cybersafekids.ie or there's the parental hub on ispcc.ie, and it's definitely worth checking before a smart device comes into the house.
Now the questions: 10-year-old wants a 3D printer for Christmas, any suggestions, and does it need to connect to a PC, an iPad, an iPhone?
Yeah, so there's a brilliant one called the 3D Doodler, which you can get in the likes of Smiths and all the rest, and it will need to be connected to a device, I think, for the initial setup, but from there then you can just use it.
Can you ask Jess which app for cleaning up photos she would recommend? Free, preferably. That's from Anne.
So a lot of the phones now will have great duplication identification software on them already. I use Google Photos. So if you put the Google Photos app onto your phone, it'll scan and identify the duplicates, and then you can either merge them or delete them.
Where can I buy the Xiaomi Mi LCD digital notepad? I can't find it anywhere.
I don't know if that's available in Ireland. I think 3 was the only retailer doing them. So if you go onto 3.ie, but I don't know for sure that it's available in store here in Ireland.
What's the main difference between the Apple 9 and the Apple 10 watch? I am moving from a Fitbit Versa 2, so I expect a big jump in functionality, but wondering if the extra €100 is worth it for the 10 over the 9.
So the big difference is the better screen. It's a slightly bigger screen. The battery life is a bit better. In terms of functionality, there's not a whole host of difference. What I'd recommend you do if you can is go into a store and put them both on your wrist and see which feels more comfortable. But in terms of functionality, there's not a massive leap.
Hi, Jess. I want a wearable for the iPhone. Is there anything? I am actually thinking of moving to Samsung so I can have the ring. I don't want to wear a watch. That's from Fiona in Dublin.
Yes, the ring unfortunately won't work with your iPhone.
But is there an equivalent for iPhone? No,
there's an Aura ring, which does something similar. Now, I've never had one, but I know a few people who have. It's predominantly for your sleep and all the rest, but that will work with your iPhone. Beyond that, the majority of them now are wrist wearables. So you could look at something like the Fitbit Charge 6 or indeed an Apple Watch.
Could you ask Jess if there's any company that administers a young person's phone? My brother is afraid to let his 14-year-old have a phone, but she's missing out on so much. So I think if there was a company he could pay to administer the apps, he might relent.
Well, he
wants someone else to parent. Basically.
Yeah, no, unfortunately, this is something that needs a little bit of hands on. Again, that thing I just mentioned a second ago, Google Family Link, is the way to go. So when the device is bought, set it up using your Gmail address and then a Gmail address for the child. And then you can set apps that can be downloaded or can't be downloaded. You can put certain parameters in place, but it does require you to do it.
Why does my smartwatch have a green strobing light directed at my skin? And how does it work? That's from Owen.
That's the sensor. So there are sensors in all of these. And what's happening with those is when the sensor is running. So very often, depending on the wearable that you have, it's happening with my Samsung Ring right now. That's it taking your heart rate and a few other metrics. So there's nothing wrong with it. It's just the sensor doing its job.
This one, and this sounds like a crazy question in a way. Best smart TV for under $1,000. $1,000 is a lot of money. A 55-inch, only used for Disney, Amazon, YouTube, kids, etc. No gaming spec needed. $1,000 for a 55-inch, you'd get a lot of
TVs.
You'd
get two TVs for that. So the brands that, like, so at home, I have a Samsung TV. I think it's a Samsung OLED. It's a few years old now, but it is fantastic. And with the sales that are on at the moment, you will get an excellent TV that ticks all of those boxes for around £500.
Not $1,000.
Not
so
$1,000.
There you are. I'm going to the US for 6 weeks. Any app I could use for calls and texts? We've done this before, but we'll do it again.
We'll do it again. It is the GoMo World app. So download the app onto your phone, select the country that you're going to, select how much data you want. And the way it works is that you use that for your data roaming. And then if you want to make calls and all the rest, what I recommend you do is do either Wi-Fi calls or WhatsApp calls. And that will be for
Last
included.
One. How can we know which sites to trust on Instagram?
Oh, be very, very, very careful. So what I recommend you do is when you see a link, instead of clicking through on Instagram, copy and paste the link to open in your browser, verify that it is a legitimate web address. Look out for the HTTPS. The S in there indicates that it's a secure site. But if it's a website you've never heard of before, go to Trustpilot, put in the name of the company, and you will see instantly if it is dodge or not.
Very good. Jess, thank you very much for answering all of those questions. Final comment. When people praise Merkel, they rarely mention that she closed down working nuclear generation plants and transferred energy dependence to Russian gas. That hasn't worked out too well, has it? That's from Tony and Monon. Yeah, that was one of her, I suppose, catastrophic mistakes, but she wasn't to anticipate the invasion of Ukraine or was she? Now, don't forget, our items from today are uploaded as podcasts, which you can listen to on the News Talk app, powered by Go Loud. Just search for The Pat Kenny Show.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.